There's a famous brachot of the Kosher Magid. It said that the extent that you have a Yom Kippur, you'll have a Purim. So when I look at people's Yom Kippur Purim, I figure out what the Yom Kippur really looks like. Agoyis Litzonis. But Lemaisa, it's a gra. I mentioned it today. I'm going to read it to you. It's a gra in Likutim Varsha Tofresh Mem Tes with the Biurim of Rabbi Isaac Chover. The gra writes, it's an Indian Purim. If you know, you go to page, if you get good on Hebrew books, you'll get it on page 307 or Kufnan Dalit. In Purim, Shuv Neged Yom HaKippur. And he starts explaining at length, and I'm not going to go into that, this is based on Shinui Gesuras and the Tikkunim, but then he writes as follows. No, man needs a seat. Remember, listen, it's very simple. Point to the library, and there's chairs there. Take one. Right there. So the Guru writes, the Yom Kippurim she'ein bo yachila v'shtia negdo Purim lechen bo harbe mishte. Lam yesh harbe mishte b'Purim ku kineged Yom Kippurim ki en yontov v'Yisrael kemo Yom Kippurim. En Yontif Yeder Gedol Yisrael Mi Yom Kippur. It's a Mishnah in Tainus. Two biggest Yomim Tovim the Yisrael were two Ba'av and Yom HaKippur. And that's why they celebrated by making matches of young men and women. This was a celebration. It has to be explained, but I don't know if I'm going to do that today. And that was the En Yom Tovim Yisrael Ki Yom HaKippur Two Ba'av Ki Yom HaKippur. Ve'ev Yom Kippurim b'simcha sheyom Kippurim nitka. Ev Yom Kippur has a unique din of suda of simcha. Why? Because of the simcha of Yom Kippurim. U'b'shvil simcha shel tshuva, not just Yom Kippurim, but simcha shel tshuva, I'll explain what that means. Gamke. She'ev shebashata. Mela, the tshuva that there is a Yom Kippur, the simcha that there is a Yom Kippur, that you celebrate the day before Yom Kippur. But if you're a zoicha to tshuva on Yom Kippur, that's ikar mitzvah sayoyim kemavur barambam. This is the yoyim ha-miyuchad l'tshuva, ayin bar zarua, but the Rambam was mafurs, it's a yoyim miyuchad for tshuva. Eif shar b'sha'ata. There's no way you can do simcha on Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippurim. How are you going to do achila v'shtia if it's a day of fast? Umar b'reidra avina v'yasev v'chula, they used to sit all Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, and eat. It's all night, but what do you do mitzia? What do you do afterwards? And the Yom Guf of Purim, where's the simcha of tshuva? V'chulan kabbalah satayra. The answer is, but they're both Kabbalah Satori. The Kabbalah Satori that we have today, the Kabbalah Satori of Yom HaKippurim, Ainu Luchas Shniyos, because the Luchas are Rishonis, as you obviously know, the Yom Nesina of that Torah started on Lamazeng Lamoshel, according to this day, Vav Sivan, Machlekes, whether it was Vav or Zion Sivan, Aniach Vav Sivan. But when was the Kabbalah Satori supposed to be? Shivasa B'Tamuz. Shivasa B'Tamuz was supposed to be the Yom Tov in which we are, which received the Luchas. That's what Aaron said when they made the Egel. He said, Chag, Liyutke, Vovke, Mochor. didn't say chag to the egel, he said chag the yudke vavke mocher, because the mocher seyem was shivasa betamas, Moshe was supposed to come down and bring the luchas and give it to Klal Yisrael. That was supposed to be a yom tov. That was nikfas, the yom kabbalah satayra. What happened? We didn't receive anything. Moshe broke it, didn't give it to them. The chayre, and there was a tzad to say that the whole what's on yom, what's shvus, shvus is nothing more than the yom of what of the, as the medrash says, or the psukim describes at length, the elyonim came down the tachtonim and they started a bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael of bringing Shechina back to this world. That's what it was supposed to be. And what happened? And there was a covenant on that. When was that covenant? Vayta machlekes in Mechilta, according to Ramban. Rashi then is Mesaris the Mikros and learns that the creases of Bris was Hey Sivan, the day before Matan Torah. That's when they said Nasa v'Nishma. It's also Dasa Toisvis and Shabbos Pechesam and Aleph. The Nasa v'Nishma preceded Matan Torah. Mashenken, the Vivid Ramban, the stomach, the Mechilta. It's verkehrt. Nasa v'nishma was after Matan Torah. Nasa v'nishma, this Matan Torah, God showed up, and the chosin was there, so to speak, with the kala, so to speak. And then there was a krisis of bris. When? Not on Vav Sivan, but on Zion Sivan. And part of that, and the affirmation, the kabbalah of that krisis of bris was Nasa v'nishma. That is the chag of the mucker for Kabbalah's mitzvahs in Geirus. We learn it from the Nasa v'Nishma, from Kabbalah's Abris, which is the Knesset Lebrisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kamvua Baramah, Perek Yud Gimli Yisroel Biyah. That's what Geirus is. Geirus is Knesset Lebris, no La'am Yisrael, El Lebrit. V'Yistay T'tachas Kamfei Ashchina, Kamvua Baramah. And therefore, just like the Jews, Rambam says before, just like the Jews were Nichnas Lebris, with the different things of the Iker Knis of the Bris was the Nasa v'Nishma. Therefore, Mamela, the same thing is also here. Where's the Nafkamin? Nafkamin is what's the Pshat in Nasa v'Nishma? Does Nasa v'Nishma mean if it was the day before the Bris, before Matan Torah? We'll do whatever you have to say, just let us hear. That's what we normally understand. But according to the Ramban and Rabbi Yosef Mechilta, it means we'll do whatever you commanded already and we'll listen to whatever else you have to command. It's a whole different spiel. I don't know if you chop that. All the speeches work with Rashi, they don't work with Ramban, they don't work with Rabbi Yosef and Mechilta. But you know what I mean? Speeches are speeches. What are you supposed to do? No one cares to check the sources inside. Make it droshes. But that lemais, it's a machlekes. One was Nasa v'Nishma. Nasva Nishma, like today by Geirus, I will do the mitzvahs kalas that you told me. I'll be attentive to hear the rest. The Maisa we pass in Nasva Nishma like the Ramban. That's what Kabbalah's mitzvahs means. Der Chagav, okay? But I just want to put this on the table. So what happened then? We didn't receive it. The bris was there. Now the question was the bris disturbed or broken? So the Maisa, the Ramban says in two places that the Jews were afraid there was no more bris. What happened on Yom Kippur? So the Ramban says, Mepurish, no, the bris was not broken. And that's the only reason why you celebrate Shavuos and call it Yom Matan Torah Seinu. Because the Matan Torah, when we mean on Shavuos, we don't mean the giving of the Torah that you have. Therefore, I never understood why you people learn Gemara and Tzoyis and Sivis on Leil Shavuos. I showed up the Yiddish site. You didn't get any of that. B'chlal, and Luchos Rishonim, so we didn't have that. What did you add? You had Chamisha Chumshei Torah v'Sefer Yehoshua Bilvad. Okay? And all of Torah Shebal Peh was munach in the Ksav of the Luchos, Ki Yedua. The whole Omer v'Yegia of Torah only came within Luchos Shnias, Kemavur, B'droshes, Beis Alevi. Now, this is not the place to talk about that, but I am a drushes of the Reis HaLevi, Chayli Gimel, where he has his drushes there, where he talks at length that the Omer V'Yegia that we have today, that's Kulei from Yom Kippur, from Luchos Shnias, not from Luchos Rishonis. I want you to understand that. The world of Suffolk, the world of doubt, lack of clarity, it's all Luchos Shnias and not Luchos Rishonis. The fact that people die, and forget it all because of Luchas Shnias, nothing to do with Luchas Rishonis. It's a Gemara in Ervin that if not, if there wouldn't have been a Shbiris of Luchas, A, we would never have died. Pasuk says, you say it in Shir Shirim, Ani Amarti Lehim Atem. ובני אליון כולכם, מה זה שלא תמותו יותר, כי נתבטל גזירת המיטה with מתן תורה. אוכן כאודם תמוסון, כאחד עשורים טיפוילון, that's us. Why? Because we blew with the gasket and made the eagle. And maybe you should learn your tehillim to understand what you say. It's a daily, it's a weekly chant. That's what you say. So what had happened with that bris state? Elamai, it had to be reaffirmed with additions and more klolos and oinshim. The Ramban discusses this twice or three times, but the bris stayed. The bris stayed, but we didn't need a new bris. We needed a new version of Torah, which is for people that already are not where they should be. It's just like the bris ha'olam started with an Adma Rishon, which was perfect. And then within a few hours, he messed it up. Now we need a Madur Basra. We have to throw him out of Eden. And now he walks the road of history until he gets back to Eden one time in the future. Metaphorically, obviously. I don't think anybody's going towards southern Armenia where Eden was. You know what I mean? The meeting of the four rivers. You can pinpoint where it is, for goodness sake. There's only two possibilities. Sometimes, you know, I'll show you. There's two possibilities where it was. Okay, there's only two places where those rivers are all called together, for goodness sakes. We know how to, we see rivers, and they don't think they happen to destroy, you know, they're there. Okay, there's only two places where they could be. The Ramban says it's Makom Ba'aretz, it's a Mavur. Okay, Mistavra Mills is southern Armenia. Okay, anybody from Armenia? No, so this is really where it is, near, you know, like Turkey, Iran, that area over there. Yeah, Libya, that's your part of the world. Okay, so that area over there. So that he was kicked out of there, and he went up to, where did he go? He went to whatever the area is around that, Mesopotamia, wherever he went. He didn't exactly go to England. I don't think he had a boat. Okay? But he was kicked out of paradise. So she was paradise lost. Came of Werber Milton. Why is that funny? It's a very hard book to read. You should know. You have to know old English. It's Avoy de Koshish of Amigdash. Anyway, so that's what happened with Matt. So we did the same thing. We lost that. What do we have now? We have a Madur Basra called Luchas Shnias, which we die. This Gzeiras Hamisa, we forget. We have to crack our heads to understand anything. All this Omer V'Yegiyas, all the Tzav Luchas Shnias. When did you get that on Yom Kippur? So I think that called it your night. You should sit and make Mishpat. That's when you should learn your Bavli and your Yerushalmi. What's it got to do with Shavuos Vesachnish? And mamash don't understand what that has anything to do with Leil Shavuos. Leil Shavuos is supposed to do, if you want to do anything, you have to learn. What does it mean, the bris of Torah? Maybe you should learn Hilchos Gevurot. I mean, I'm an old-fashioned Jew. I say the Tikkun Kemavur Ba'ari. Okay, you know, like the Gra did. Like, you know what I mean? Like, makes sense. Because why should I stay up? I stay up because of Zohar Kaddish. And Zohar Kaddish says what to learn. So, but again, the Bur and these yeshiva people. Okay, anyway, but that's what they do. Okay, but the Ikke Matan Torah is Yom Kippur. So where's the Simcha? Do you have Simcha and Matan Torah on Yom Kippur? And that was a Matan Torah through Tshuva. Maimer Amuzga, that is the pshat and the bracha. You say two brachas for Chochmas HaTorah. In Shemona Esrei, your first bracha is Ata Choynin L'Adam Da'asam Lamed L'Neshbina. What do you think? You want to know exactly the Chochmah of how to create a GPS, or how to make a missile, or how to pack the regents, or how to do my doctorate? No. When you say Ata Choynin L'Adam Chochma bin Vadas, Teh bin Vahaskel, take your pick, whatever version of Judaism you take with you. Okay? At the end of the day, what are you asking for? I mean, stomach, it's pasha, right? It means I want to know klal migun, I want to know klal tfisa, I want to know shaz bavir, shamisi frosty from a chilta. That's out of it, by the way. I want to know all the chachmas in the world. Just as Moshe Rabbeinu said, I already know as drachecha, the Rambam says, what does it mean? I need a PhD in all the disciplines of science and math and metaphysics. So he got it. The first rabbi doctor was confirmed by the university called the Celestial University. Was that? That's when it was Megal the Yud Gimel Midas, Kimavu Barama Vamar Navuch. Except for Shara Nun, he taught them everything. It means every Yediya B'chlal, of a Kodesh Chochmas, a Kodesh Bocha B'Ilamai, everything that Shlomo HaMelech had, V'chulu, he had. Very interesting. That's how Reini knows Drachecha. Because Ram says, if you don't know every discipline, then you don't hold the Drachem of a Kodesh Bocha. Dava Mufla, to understand that, what Moshe Rabbeinu was. Okay? So we understand that Lemaisa and Yom Kippur, what happened? Yom Kippur, we received Sefer Torah. Where's the Simcha? Who thinks of Matan Torah on Yom Kippur? And this was a Matan Torah again because of Tshuva. This is what it says, At the Chayin Lodam Dasam Lamed Lenish Bina. And after you say, Ashivena Avinu L'Seira Secha, V'Karvena Malkeinu L'Avoyda Secha. Go kill me. What is it? Adi Yedek Shesh Torah V'Avodah. Okay, it doesn't mean avodah, picking oranges in the kibbutz, right? Torah v'avodah mekorish ketuv ha'shuvin avidu torah techa v'kavin ken avodah techa. It's not kifat avodat chavutzim b'kibbutz Yavne. Ma ze avodah? Hakavana avodat Hashem aynu ha'mitzvot. So what means ha'shuvin l'soira secha v'kavin l'avoida secha? Torah ze lo avodat Hashem. What is Seira Secha and Avodah Secha? My nafka mean? Torah is not Avodah Hashem. I'm a Litvak. Teira is something else, and God is something else. That's Avodah Hashem. What does that mean? Cholil Levachas. There's no greater Dveikus than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the learning Torah, as the Rebbe writes in Tanya Mefurish, and also in Kama Mekaymus. The Teretz is a Biyasa B'kutcha. When we talk about Torah and Avodah, we talk about Limud HaTorah has something mi'al and mi'ever than just being Avodah Hashem. Because Avodah Hashem is an Avodah of doing Ritzoyna Yisborach. This is all Mavur and Tanya. You're doing Ritzoyna Yisborach. When you learn Torah, you're learning Chochmasa Yisborach, you're Misyachid with his Chochma, not just with his Ratzoy. You don't have to know Soid HaTfilin to put on Tfilin. But you have to know Soid HaTfilin if you're learning Hilchus or Tyras Tfilin. You understand? So the Chachma of Tfilin is the Tyra means the Chachmas Hashem, and the Vaid is the Tzayin Hashem. First of the Kasha, why are there two brachas for Tyra? One bracha of Suchseichel and another bracha through Tshuva. It seems to be saying that this Torah that I type is with my seichel, and that's at the and then this Torah, which only can be zoiche with Hashiveinu Avinu l'Seira Secha, bring us back through Tshuva. I want to go back home, Jojo man. I want to go where I belong. That's what you said. Go back to where you belong. You know what I mean? That's what you're saying. I want to go back. Hashiveinu, Avinu, Daddy. Bring me back to Torah. We bring me back. Where have I been? I'm sitting in this day and night, for goodness sakes. Where am I going back? Did I go wayward? Did I avoid it? Yeah. But after learning, I learned. What do you want me to do? Sometimes the Emerson is battling. So what am I saying? Hashiveinu for Mela Bocher Yeshiva is a batlin. Okay, musically a batlin. He probably learns maybe 6 hours a day. Again, he has normal balabot shud, nothing less. So he has to say Hashiveinu. I should come to the seichel. I should learn 12, 13, 14 hours a day. But a person that learns like a human being decides to learn. What's he saying? Hashiveinu for the teretz is the Torah I'm missing, and I'm only going to get it through tshuva. That's luchas rishonus. I want to go back to the Torah, that when the world will do the total tshuva, then we'll go back to Luchas HaRishonis, and there will be no more Bigzeris HaMisa, and no more Shikha, And it'll be Dvar Hashem, will be Borer, Mavur. That's the Tefillah, Shiveinu Avinu L'Seirot Secha, V'Karveinu Malkeinu L'Avodah Secha. I want to make Shivasa B'Tamas into a Yom Tov. That should be my Yom Kabbalah Satoira, and not just the Kabbalah Satoira of Moitzi Yom HaKippurim. That's Kabbalah Satoira. No, the Shavuos is only Yom HaBris, but it's not Yom Kabbalah Satoira. Kabbalah Satoira Nebuch is only Yom HaKippur. And you want to go back to the higher level of Torah, which is made for people, which will now, you know, it's a big difference of people living something which is perpetual. The life is perpetual, thus everything you do is perpetual, and every thought you remember, because what's Shikha? Shikha is Misas Hadas. Everything is finite, okay? But once there's no more Misa in the world, there's no more Shikha. It's like, what's your Gemara? In there, but Amar Rabbi Yochanan Limol Yishtabra Luchas Loya Yita Atar Mishtakachas. Don't believe it. That's what you're asking for. You know what I mean? Just want you to know, next time you have Shemoneh Esrei tomorrow morning, hopefully, you will remember the Kavanis. That's what you're being Mechavim. So, Mamele, you understand, Sivas Tutsal Gos, so there's a Yom Kippur. So, so in the meantime, Nebuch, I'm stuck. I only have Luchas Shnius. Good. So where's the simcha? How come you aren't singing, you know, like you hear on Leil Shavuos, every so often they make a break and they dance around, right? They do that, they dance. Don't do that? Well, they used to do that. I haven't been in age since when I was in official titles, I used to get to come in. I say ticking. I'm pushed to eat, you know, I don't. You also say ticking, right? Rebbe said ticking. Gross said ticking. Bis Yosef said ticking, you know what I mean? But Lemaisa, why are we dancing and clapping on Rosh Hashanah? We need to dance and clap. Zok the Groh, there's a special day for that, that's Purim. That's the Simcha and Kabbalah Satoira of Luchos Shniyos. Go wasted wearing a pink panther disguise and running around like a fool and an idiot. When this is the Yom Kabbalah, this is the Yom Simcha and the Tshuva and the Kabbalah Satoira of Yom HaKippurim. That's a Groh. And he is an honorable man. Right? So the Groh, B'chulon Kabbalah Satoira, Yom HaKippurim K'moshe Kassav B'Saif Tainis, Yom HaKippurim is B'Saif Tainis, Yom HaKippurim is B'Saif Tainis, Yom HaKippurim brings the Pasuk, Yom Chatunato, Yom Simchat Libo, Ze Yom HaKippurim. The Pasuk in Shir Hashim, Yom Chas, when is the real wedding between God and man? The Bris was there before, but when did we finally get together? You know, what can I tell you? The Kala fornicated at the first job, right? We didn't do well. You know, the chassan was there, and he gave his big speech, and he was about to realize the marriage, consummate the marriage, and Shemasa B'Tamas, this one was supposed to get together, B'Yichud, and even they went and hanged around with a holy cow. Mamish, when the chassan's coming down to the kallah, she's hanging around in a bar with some behemah. Okay, so what do you do? So then Baruch Hashem, no, he gave her a second chance, and this time didn't make it, it was a blue gown wedding, right? Since Betzina, she wasn't wearing a white gown, and didn't make a whole party, it wasn't the Rabbanut, right? Yeah, Betzina, Ketub, Luchot Betzina. Lo, asud, lo ba'dal dimol, velo b'koshtiyot ha'ele. It was a simla kchula, lo levana. You understand? V'ma kara b'shem Baruch Hashem yesh. As if a chatun, if a simcha, ma lo smichim. That's the day. Chag l'Hashem. This is Yom Chasun Asoy, Yom Simchas Libur. Get a ma'isa chasne without a suda. So to grow, what is the suda? The suda is Yom Kippur. Purim k'moshe katu. Why is suda? Why is Purim also that? Why is that a Yom Simchas Torah? Kamoshe Ketuv Hada Kiblu B'Mea Chashverish. Lachen U Neged Yom HaKippurim B'Kanal. So what makes Purim the flip side of Yom Kippur? Because that is another time at which we received the Torah. What does it mean? What is the receiving of the Torah, the founded, so to speak, B'mei HaShverish? I looked all over in my Megillah. I don't see a receiving of the Torah there with greatest respect. There is no such thing anywhere in Tanakh of a Kib Kabbalah Satoy B'mei HaShverish. Where is it? It's a pasuk in Nehemiah and Perek Tes. Not a pasuk, it's a whole chapter. The Perek Shalem in Nehemiah and Perek Tes. I think we have to read this. We're there, we see before, which is really at the time right after Megillah Esther. It was after Megillah Esther. Achei Shenehemiah Alah, Nehemiah Ve'ezra Alu, V'gamru Livnot, Et HaChomah. Okay, that's what we're talking about. Then there was a big krisis abris. You should read it up. Perek Tes is the whole Nusach Abris, and Perek Yud are the signatures. You should read, maybe, you know, I know you're all very frum, so you don't learn Tanakh. But I know you're supposed to know Tanakh. I mean, and before you learn Tzoyis and Nesivis, you should know Chavdal Tzvar, Mar de Kulalm. It's a beautiful car. Sometimes I can't understand the education when people have. But you're supposed to know your Tanakh. My father made me learn a Perek a day since I was a kid. I don't know that Tanakh. Okay? They say psukim, half psukim, wrong. You know, it sounds like the bigger Talmud Chachmah, the less you know you're a Navi. It's a joke. The Pashut, I'm saying it because I think you should know your Tanakh. Spend an hour, learn a Perek a day, but you'll finish. Ma sipur aroch, tzich ligmor. Okay, I don't understand. It's not Torah Shabbat. It's not Choshev. Only Torah Shabbat Peh. Not even. You don't even learn Torah Shabbat Peh. You learn Shkop Trop and Vassaman Mevusas on Torah Shabbat Peh. Okay, becoming Dvarim Keder. Alam Deim Klum. Okay, so you don't learn the real books. You learn the 24 books and then the 20 volumes of Bavli and then the 8 volumes of Yerushalmi and then you do Sifri and your Sifra and your Mechilta and that's what you do. That's Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh. That's Pasha. Called Torah Shabbat Peh. It's Munach and I just told it to you. The other stuff is already summaries of Torah Shabbat Peh. But Bavli, Rishalmi, and Midrash Halacha, that's Torah Shabbat Peh. That's not like here Torah Shabbat Peh. They're in there. Because Amarechnu, Shami Nimset. Okay? Kol Hashar is the Parshanut V'Sikumim. Nachon? So how can you not do it? And, you know, sometimes I get nervous about this. I don't understand what people think they're going to live forever. You read, brother dear. You got to just read. Anyway, forget. So what does it relate? What does it mean? I'm saying something important here. Itzumai shel yoim, according to the Gra, is what? It's yoim matan Torah of Nehemiah Perek Tes. That's Hoda Kiblu B'mei HaShveirosh. That's where it was. And that is basically allows that to be a continuance of Luchos Shniyos, not Luchos Rishonos, but Luchos Shniyos. Listen very carefully, which was on Yom Kippur. He doesn't say it's the Ashlam of Luchos Rishonos was in Shavuos, but rather Luchos Shniyos. And here the Pella is, because anybody knows the Gemara in Shabbos Peches, the whole story of Hoda Kiblu and Mechash Verus, it's an antithesis to Luchos Rishonos, where it says, Kofalem HaKegigis V'chulu. I'll explain my question. If you look carefully at the first source, by Yishatzu Tachtis Ahar, which is Nishmais Yutes Perik Yutpasuk Yudzayim, that's by talking by Luchos HaRishonos, by Yishatzu Tachtis Ahar. Omer Avdimi Barchama Omer Barchasa Melamit Shekafa Kadosh Baruch Hu Aleihem Et Ha'ah Kigigit, like an overturned barrel. That's what a gigit is. He took like an overturned barrel and he put it over and says, "Hey guys, you know what did he say over there?" Va'amar Lehem Im Etem Mekalim Da Torah Mutav. This was what you call rape.
Second wedding.
This is a shotgun marriage that we call, right? V'im lav, and if you don't, sham t'yei k'furatchem. Afu lo ivanti, mada sham? Po. Efu sham? Mekom acher? How do you read this Gemara? Sham Tikfut, there. Wait there. You're here, right? What am I saying? You guys are here. You're all convened here. No, I got this mountain on top of you. Yingalach, either you say yes, if not, this drops on you. That's what it means, right? Kafay lem ha kigigit. Now, it's interesting. If it's like a gigit, which means to say, is he going to crush them or is he going to cover them and they're going to be inside? What is it? Kafa alem hal kigigit. The mashal is like an overturned barrel. Gigit. You mean the gigit? Can ofchim alei hal kigigit. As a kavana, ma omed mul aile melemata. Hachalal shagigit or atachtit achitzonit. Bishvil lagid tachtit chitzonit, lo tzichim lagid kigigit. Efshar lagid kafa alem et ahar. Kishda omer ahar, kigigit, that means he flipped it over and now if he throws it down, they're going to be entrapped in it. Hello, I just, Gemara is a thing you're supposed to read, not just, kafa alem ahar, so he forced upon them. He took Sinai and made it as if it's something that they're going to be entrapped. That's it. You're stuck there. The matter sham. That makes no sense. First of all, what's gigigit? What, you want to keep them in a trap? That's what you want. And there was brother, sham tiek furatchem. Oh, I'm not going to let you out. You will suffocate. Let's try to understand this. Obviously, is a metaphor, right? We understand that. I laugh at this because the Shev Schweitzer in his Agdama has a whole shtickle Torah that since the Gerus was Bal Korcha, therefore we say Lo Mim Gerushin is Gai Kekotlish and Eladami because it was Gerus Bal Korcha. He brings the morale. So he says, well, if that's the case, it depends. Moshe was on top of the mountain. You know, he was hanging over there. He wasn't under the mountain. So Moshe's Gerus was Midas. He wasn't related anymore. Moshe, poor Moshe, I can see, you know, where am I? You know, so he's like a, he's like rolling on top, and this, you know, this is, what can I tell you? He wrote the Agdama when he was 16. I don't read Agdamas, okay? I don't read. Okay, it's a mud nemaisa. It's obviously a metaphor. He didn't pick up a mountain, for goodness sakes, because a mountain, it doesn't have a hole in it. Echi egegid bidyuk. The chalul har Sinai, af achad lo chashav al zeh, ze mitzchik, nechon? לא חשבת על מילה גיגית. עברים, דברו עברית. ותבין, הכי כפה עליהם, לקפות גיגית על משהו, מה זה? אתה מכניס אותו לחלל שהגיגית. נו, מאיפה החלל פה? אז זה מטאפורה. זה ודאי לא הכוונה ש... He was going to take a sledgehammer, bro. I'm going to knock you now. Like that famous rock which hangs in space, very famous painting. You understand? He had this rock, the mountain hanging. I'm going to let go, and boom, it's going to crash all over you. You're going to die. That's something else. So what does this mean? Sham tiek for atchem. It's chit bo aleph. Madasham. Madasham. Lo po 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 atem tetsu mize. Sham ani tfos utchem. Mishu ko esbir ta gemara hazo. I'm just lonely and misunderstood because I don't understand why you all didn't feel like, oh, of course, these are all questions I've been bothered with for the last 15 years. Okay, ma, perusha midi meir. Rimlav shamte is obviously a metaphor. And one has to explain what it is. But I'm just going to show you something interesting. Go to the last source in the second side. To tag him Yonison on that pasuk, Yonison ben Uzziel, nice man. He burnt birds. Okay. Va'anpik Moshe v'Moshe otzi yat ama. את העם, לקדמות שכינתה דה השם, לנוכח שכינה, the presence of י"ק ו"ק. לנוכח שכינת השם, אוקיי? פשוט, I hope you speak the Hebrew. ממשריטה, from the מחנה, ומן יד, that's a very important usage. מיד is two words, it's מן יד. I'm not your teacher, but hopefully someone learned language. you didn't. It doesn't matter. Okay. Remember this, and then you'll tell me tomorrow in Seder what this means. Mazim miyad. Mean yad, which is means immediately. Tadish mari alma, the master of the world, a chain, not, it's not yudke vavke, not shchinas yudke vavke. Torish mori alma, the ribon ha'olamim. Talash yat tura, the mountain. Vizakfe vavira, and had it standing motionless in the air, okay? You know, it's like that famous painting of the rock, you know, hanging, okay? Vavizayig high, and that was clear and translucent. Kaspakleria, like a clear glass. What does that mean? We know in Chazal, we know the concept found in multiple places, talking about prophecy. The difference between Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy and the other Nevi'im's prophecy, that Moshe is stuck, well, I'll explain it. The Pasuk says, if you look carefully in the Chumash, you'll see where by the Arkad it says, Avram, Avram, there's a line between the psik line, Yesh Hefsek, ben Avram HaRishon and Avram HaSheni. Yaakov, Yaakov, Yesh Psik, Yesh Psik, when the two words Yaakov come next to each other, there's a psik between Yaakov and Yaakov. By Moshe, Moshe, by the snare, there's no psik. State the Medrash, and Reb Chaim Volozhin discusses it at length in Ruach Chaim, Perik Aleph, that Moshe, Moshe, Yaakov, Avram, Avram, yesh lo hefsek. Yaakov, Yaakov, yesh lo hefsek, ehem nibu'u baspakleria sheina mi'ira. Moshe Rabbeinu, en lo hefsek, what does it mean? Aspakleria mi'ira and aspakleria not mi'ira. Well, once again, I say you have to go to Jastro, obviously, to understand what these words mean. Aspakleria mi'ira means a glass through which you can see through. Thus, the glass is not a hefsek in your koyach haria, you can see straight ahead. Aspakleya she'ina mi'ira, that same glass is coated in the back, and that's what you have, is called a mirror. Right? Same piece of glass, but you coat it in the back with a silver lining or whatever it be, whatever metallic lining, and then you can't, the light does not go through, the light goes at the best will reflect you. One sees the way it is, the other only sees himself. The prophecies of all the Nevi'im were aspakleya she'ina mi'ira. They did not clearly hear the word of God. Rather, their body consciousness was a chatzitza, which didn't allow them. What the most they could do is have some kind of metaphor and rhyme. Mashal v'chida u'pitaron chakuk belibo. Lashon haRambam perik zayin ilchus yisoidi haTorah. Va'az v'yistakel letoch atzmo, letoch libo. La'avin et ha'mashal v'achida, this was nevuah. That's why it's called aspakleria she'ina mi'ira, because it had to reflect back to the vision reflected back to himself, and he had to look within himself, betoch libo, la'avin et pitaron, ha'mashu ro'eh. So it was like a mirror reflecting back to him. The light is a way of bringing that the light that went to that glass, went back to you. Now find yourself there. Aspakler mi'ira means no, the light of the vision of God went straight, and you can hear and see exactly what God wants. It doesn't have to interpret it, it wasn't a rhyme and a riddle, it wasn't something that he had to solve. Every nevuah is a solution found in the subconscious of the Navi, and he finds it through the medium of prophecy, kemavuah barambam. Every prophecy is an interpretation of a vision that he finds within his own self. That's what all the Nevi'im are. The language of the Navi is the language of his interpretation of the vision, as opposed to the Dvar Hashem and Chamisha Chumash Torah. That is, those are the words of God proper. This is all Rambam Perek Zayin Perek Ches Yesodei HaTorah. You can look it up there. I don't have to say this. This is learn it. That's all. This is Biyasa Bekutcha. This is Pasha. So this is called, the Gafkamina is, if you have a body awareness, that creates static and doesn't allow you to be totally buttled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore you cannot totally hear what he has to say. At the most, the static in the transmission, and therefore your body awareness causes a problem. That's why a Navi had to go through a terrible epileptic seizure in order to even get that Mashal V'chida. Lashon HaRambam, Evarav Mizdazim, Eshtenotav Mitalfot, that's Mamash in epileptic seizure, V'koach HaGuf Kashel, V'tisher Adap Nuya, Lavin Ulaskil. And it's only by totally losing any iota of sense of self is he capable of receiving that transmission, which even at that point comes only in rhyme and metaphor with a solution found in his subconscious. As opposed to Moshe, Peel Peel Daber Bo, why we think he's Daber Isha Re'eyu, B'chol Beitin Nemanu, he hears, I talk to him. You know, we go to the bowling alley together, whatever it be. You know, I don't need achana. He doesn't have to meditate before. He doesn't go through epileptic seizures. He calls him, he comes, and he talks. It's a totally different version of prophecy. So when we talk, when the Yonason says that, what is it? V'zak v'avira v'have zayig, and that Har Sinai was zayig, was clear, ki aspakleria. Like a clear glass. What is he inferring to? It is clear as day, he's inferring that this is a metaphor for a certain coerciveness of vision. He sees something which is overpowering and he can't walk away from it. And he sees something so clear, it's zayig, it is clear, translucent, just as nasmakler, yeah? And what they experienced was a heavy dose of God awareness that they felt that that I can't live if living is without Torah. Their mind was blown, and they were at a level of understanding that without this, there's no use of life. To go back there to that shallow life, which, yeah, Torah is an option, that's death. Sham. If I walk away, this, what I have now, I see. But if I walk away from this praying, well, this is not going to last forever. I'm going to land in the jingle jangle morning that comes after. There, in my regular day-to-day world, that's death. I now realize that there will be death. It won't be life. Life is only at this level of understanding that you can't live if Torah is without Torah. That's the Kofalim HaKigigis. It was at Bidin, it's a Pitui Ktana. That's what this was. It's also Oinus. But it's a din of Pitrik, the Machlek Sari Shain, was a din of Elaisi Elaisha, the Yuchel Shach, or Yamav or not. The Oral Paskin Salachin in Tversi Sol, Perik Lamed Beis, there's a din of the Yuchel Shach, or Yamav, on this one too. Maimra Muzka. Okay? But the Mai, that's a Machlek Sari Shain, anybody who learned Subis should know this by now. This was Pitrik Tan. He played with our brains. When did he do that before? He did that when we left Egypt. When we left Egypt, we didn't want to leave Egypt. 80% of us died because we didn't want to leave. We didn't want to become monotheistic people. Read Ezekiel chapter 20. We didn't want to keep Shabbos all the 40 years in the desert. We were craving for Avodah Zarah all the 40 years in the desert. Once again, Daf Len and Tanakh. This sounds new to people, according to the faces. I suggest you open your Cheskel, Perek Chof. Read the Perek from beginning to end. That's all. It's no big Chiddush. Anybody hung around me must have heard this 100 times, because this is like olive base that no one knows. The best mefarsh of the Mikra is the Navi. I mean, like God explaining himself. Okay, what do you think the Chet HaMeraglim was? So you have so many speeches. Yecheskel says what it was. They didn't want to keep Shabbos. They wanted to be able to have a desire. They didn't want to get ensnared into this monotheistic life. Yeah, there's all a lot of other things. And then you have speeches about more, you know. And the Peshut Mahod, Ratzuli, Yod, Paganim. קל יותר להיות פגנים, לא, לא, הם רוצו דווקא להיות ברוכניס גבוהה, ולא בזה. And Ezekiel doesn't think that's what happened, okay? And he's an honorable man. So, הם רצו להיות כאלה בכולל, ולא רצו ללכת לשרת. I mean, I heard this is... מויצי דברי תוירה לדברי הווי, כשקדש בורכו בפודו בעצמו מסביר את התופעה בנביא, הולך איזה רבנצ'קל שם ואומר נאומים וספיל מאמר ברוצמן. אסור לעשות, להוציא דברי תורה לדברי הווי. ואתה מזלזל בקדוש ברוך הוא, הוא מסביר את עצמו, ביחזקאל. How can anybody have the guts? I don't sometimes, I, you know, I come out. אין לי יותר טענות על אף אחד כי אין לי ציפיות. וכן אין לי אכזבות, אי אפשר ליפול מהרצפה. אבל זה מדהים, איך אפשר? You guys are religious or you're not religious? If you're religious, הנביא זה דבר השם. מי הפרשן הכי טובה של פרשת שלח? בשלח, הקדוש ברוך הוא. הוא סביר, נכון? הוא פרשן, הוא מהראשונים. הוא קדמיין של אילום, you understand? And he says it, יש לי פרשן יותר, אבל במלבים כתוב אחרת. I look at this guy, what are you, a moron? You know what I mean? המחלקס בין הקדוש ברוך הוא של המלבים. You understand? What am I supposed to do with an idiot like this? I don't even know what to do with an idiot like this. I don't know what the man wants. Okay, you know, sometimes you go crazy about these things, but this is Meisim B'chol Yoyim. Ufchein, that's what happened. You have to understand, the Jews didn't want to leave. How did God get them out of Egypt? He blew their minds, man. He gave them mushrooms. He gave them, he had a Gilish Chena, and they went, glassy-eyed, and they just followed him like the Pied Piper of Hamlet. You know, that's what they did. They were glassy-eyed. That's what happened. Why do you think in the jingle-jangle morning that comes I after, they walk and say, what are we doing here? We're going back. Of course. Because they landed and says, how do you get us out of here? The Peter Ixtana. Pashit Peter Ixtana. Don't you understand? This whole Gili Shechina is we had a lousy motor and he decided to jump-start us. So it's very not healthy for long term for a motor to constantly jump start a motor. But when your battery's dead, what are we going to do? We got to get you going. You have good potential. This looks like a car that can really win the Grand Prix. At the moment, it's rusty. It's a jalopy. It hasn't been in service for 210 years. So we're going to jump start it. You know, we put in the plugs and we're going to go, boom, Gili Shechina, boom, Gili Shechina. We do a defibrillator. That's what he said. That ain't normal. You do that too much, the guy's going to die. You realize that? But that's what he was doing the whole time. My regard was a Gila Shechina. What happened? Boom, we just followed. Why do you think that was the chisorin of Leil Pesach? You know why I have to eat matzahs? Because we left in haste. Did you ever think what it took to leave in haste? There's 600,000 males there from the age of 20. Not talking about women and children. There's at least 5 billion people there. How are they supposed to all... Did you ever go on a school trip? Here, KBY takes you guys on a trip. Okay? When they say you're going to leave at 4, when do you leave? 6:30. Okay? Oh, I forgot my scarf. Oh, I forgot my this. Oh, I forgot my this. I forgot my this. Here, all the Jews. First of all, they're Jews, and everyone has what to say, right? And they all got together, and they all moved out like a trained army. Mamash b'tirun, sofa tirunut, ata dofek, kene matzak, b'toch 18 dakot, kulam b'chutz. Ech yechol liot. They had to be like chametz. The water was there. It didn't become chametz, which means they had to get out within 18 minutes. It's impossible. I mean, the tov, yeah, besof asayeret, I'm being kesher, tofeket, I'm chuna mishumen. These are ragtag, a bunch of primitive oafs. They're a bunch of slaves, okay? They're Kunta Kinte and Chicken George. That's who they are, okay? Who are they? And it's in 18 minutes, and the Jews couldn't get worse. They always have what to say, and they never, you think this way, I think that way, right? That's the way it works. How do you get them all? How do they all move? How do they all move? I mean, you can see what they're like. Moshe Rabbeinu gives up on them after a while, right? He has to quit in Parshas Baloyscha. I can't handle these people. This is the first leader that actually quit, like begging. He quit, and God says, I accept your resignation. He couldn't handle them. Could you handle them? It's terrible, these Jews. Okay, so how is it that at that point they all walked out like, the answer is they walked out like zombies. They were glassy-eyed. The kulo shelo midat, they followed. That's what happened. It pashit truth to shemikra. Anybody has an eye. There's no other etzer. They were glassy eyed. I think einay mezugagot. Yeah, is that between einay mezugagot? Yeah, they were snorting, man. Let me tell you, you know, they almost had handkerchiefs. What can I tell you? They were snorting on Gilas Shechina. They OD'd on Gilas Shechina. They went like butterflies to the light. Do you understand what that was? That's what the Yetzias Mitzrayim looked like. Literally, like the things that get ensnared in that. And that's what it felt like. They follow the light. It's unbelievable. That's what it was like. And a couple of them, Hakigidis, is the same thing. Again, you want a good Nasa and Nishma? I'll give you a Nasa and Nishma. First, we'll do a little couple of Hakigidis. Of course, you're going to say Nasa and Nishma. Try not to. But then you wake up after, what did I do? Who are you? You know what I mean? Okay. You know, I can see the scenario now, but that's what we're talking. Do you understand that? I give you a lot of mishalim, but I don't want to. But you understand what I mean. Think of this. This is what happened to the Jews. So that's Kofalem Hakigigis, Lavinta Devazin. Now, in light of that, Marshall, now you can begin to understand what it says. What he did is, he basically encircled them into a vision. It was an all-encompassing vision. That's what it meant. That vision was so holistic that it encircled their whole existence. They saw something means nothing means anything except for this. And it says, you guys accept this now, then your life will be meaningful. If not, when you land back, you'll be a waste of space and about tashkas on your mother's morning sickness. That's sham. Panechita tiyeh kvuratchem. Bachitzoniyut shelechem, sham tiyeh kvuratchem. Po zachayim. They just saw that now. They had this unbelievable vision. That's what it means, it's hot. Don't need a enaya for this. This is pashut. Okay? This is, if you learn a Gemara, you know how to read this. Okay, so what happens here? So the Gemara says, Amar Avachav Yaakov Mikan Moda Rabba Leoraita. If that's the case, we have a Moida. That's a Gemara Bar Basser. Or Ksubis. Oh, actually, Ksubis also. Moida Hayu Dvareinu. You're not going to, yeah, maybe you got there, okay? We're talking like Chof Beis, Chof Aleph. By Xaviad Eina Banusima Inu Maidoa Inu Maidoa Amana Yudvara Inu Yutes. Okay? Maidoa, what's a Maidoa? A Maidoa means to say you can now say that the das that you say before you make a kinyan, I'm Maisa Maidoa, that das isn't really das. It's not a real das. Although I said it didn't mean anything. So he says, Lachar, there's a Maidoa in Kabbalah Satira. It was definitely, you conned us, man. You put us up, you fed us, you know. You were Timothy Leary before he happened. We had this enormous LSD trip, and all of a sudden, and we accepted everything, and says, well, what do you want, man? We did Peter Ktana. Pasha Peter Ktana, Aynas. Okay? So I don't know, so that's not a Kabbalah Satara. There's something deficient. Obviously, your question is, what does that mean? Peter Ktana? There's no, Torah's not Mechayiv? When were they Moshe the Moidah? Does it mean Mikai Maidor Rabbi the Raisha the Shtaki is felt in Kabbalah Satira? If that's the case, there was no Nasav and Ishman, there was no Bris. So why would we be punished? Why would anything happen? Why would there be laws? What's the use of giving me Torah if we never accepted the covenant? What's made me kind my daughter Rabbi Leraisa? How's it possible? You think Mar says it's true. There is a Meidor Leraisa. There is a certain deficiency in the Kabbalah, which therefore, in a way, or in certain situations, and now says it's meaningless. It's a nice way of saying that Kabbalah's Torah does not cover all situations. Kabbalah Sabris. Heavy. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Afal Pikein, that may be true. He's acquiescing, he's agreeing. Hadaki blu b'me'a chashverosh, the after is accepted in the days of Achashverosh, d'chsiv kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim, kimu, they substantiated, v'kiblu, and they accepted upon themselves, which means this, ha'yehudim, what does Yehudim mean? Lashon Gemara Megillah. Kaifer b'avodah zara, derech agav. Now try to understand why the title of Jews in the Megillah is constantly Yehudim. It has to be dafk with fear b'avodah zara. Please take that into account. It's more Megillah that Yehudi is kaifer b'avodah zara. Please, so try to understand the Megillah. Doesn't mean the Jews. It means the kaifer, the monotheists, as opposed to the pagans. That's what it means. The monotheists as opposed to the pagans. Take that into your mind, you'll understand. And it says, Kimu mashikiblu kfar. They now substantiated what they had accepted in the past. And though the acceptance in the past was deficient, didn't cover all the bases, and now they, due to the Purim, they reaffirmed, and therefore they gave substantiation to the original Kabbalah. It made Nasav and Nishma something else, which now covered all the bases. So here it's very interesting because that why does that mean Nasav and Nishma? The Teretz says because Nasav Mishma, the Kabbalah Sabris is what we need also for Yom Kippur. Once we understand that Nasav and Nishma, the Kabbalah and the Bris, and the Bris basically was not Ufar, what was the Chisor? The Chisor was in the Bris. And what happened because of Sivishul Purim, ultimately, therefore, we reaffirmed the Bris. And that's not going to get to Luchas Shnius. If not, I would have a question from the Gra on the Gemara itself. The Gemara says that Purim is connected to Yom Kippur, which is Luchas Shnius. And this whole pasuk is about Luchas Rishonis. And the Gra himself writes, why is it called Matan Torah? Why is that Shlomit Yom Kippur? Because of what? Because of Kimu V'Kibla Yehudim, for goodness sakes. The Teretz, it's a b'yisim b'kutcha, because we're not talking about Nasav and Nishma, what Torah you want to give us, we're talking about the Bris. This goes with the Ramban, you understand? It's another, some of the mills of this goes with the Ramban, and that's what's happening over here. That Nasav and Nishma, hekfi kofim hakigigis happened, and then there was a Nasav and Nishma, and that Nasav and Nishma was coercive. It fits. Taisus doesn't learn that way because Taisus goes Keshitas Rashi that the Nasav and Nishma was then the day before Matan Torah. So he has a lot of questions. How can you tell me Tzameidoy? You did Nasav and Nishma without Kfiyah. But the Ramban, based on the Mechilta, learns not that way, and that the Pshuta Shomikra, and that's how the Rebbe understands also in Torah Or, if you really want to know, the Seder is first there's Kavalim HaKagigas only, afterwards was Nasav and Nishma, because Nasav and Nishma was on Zayin Sivan. And Kavalei Makigigas was on Vav Sivan. Okay? It has to be very clear. And there was something deficient in that Nasav and Nishma because of the Kavalei Makigigas. No, the Kavalei Makigigas generated that reaction of Nasav and Nishma. And there's a chesaron in it. That's the chara of the pshat. So what did we do? We reaffirmed that Nasav and Nishma, reaffirmed whatever we did on that day. And that's what this did on Purim. Now, what does it mean on Purim? It's Rashi. Look at Rashi, the next source, the last line. It was the appreciation of God. Avas Hanes, you love miracles or you love God who acted in a miraculous way. That would mean the Abba of the God that they encountered in the miracle. That's a B'yisim. I love the miracles. That's the name of a Kabbal Torah. that there was an Avos Hashem, Rashi saying, which was in Kodesh Baruch Hu, which was Gala through the Nes, and that's what they were Mechabel Mechodesh. This is a question to Rashi. When did this happen? I repeat again, it didn't happen then. It happened later, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, Achei Shebanut HaChoma, Ayin Nechem Yeperitet, and there there's Taka, a whole new Kabbalah. And according to this, what it means, beforehand there was a Chisorin, now there was a new Kabbalah, which was Mashlum that Chisorin. What does this mean? So there's a very important Ramban. If I could get just to read this Ramban, I already did well. Let's read the Ramban inside. It's a very important Ramban. Hadi Amrinim B'yan Agadah, that's what we says in the Agada over here. This is the Ramban on Shabbos. Ho Meidor Rabba La'iraisa. It seems to be basically a Meidor Rabba. It seems to be basically it's a major discreditor of the Das, of the Kabbalah of Matan Torah. What does he answer? Kasha leader, Rabban asks, what's it going to help? Excuse me, that's the end of history. That's years later. Does that mean to say that until then, there's a Maidor of all of your Torah and Yiddishkeit until you may Esther? That means that the Kabbalah's Torah wasn't Machayiv all those years? Bais Rishon, all of Bais Rishon, no, nothing. We weren't part of a covenant with God. How is this going to help from the end of history to the beginning of history? And if before the story of Achashverosh, which really means Nehemiah, they were not even commanded, because you can't command if there's no bris. The commandment was only in context of the bris. That's why God made the bris. Why do I say that? It's a very important nakuda to remember. And that is because, as the Rambam says in Mer Nevuchim, that prior to Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no such thing as a commandment. Even the Noahides were not commanded. Noah was commanded to teach them the values of God, but did not have in context of a relationship of a commander, commanded with commandment. Ze yachas mesuyam. Mitzaveh, mitzuveh, v'mitzvah. Lo ya. Haya Noach mitzuvah lelamed derech iyun v'talmud et ratzon ha'elokim belo yachas mitzaveh, mitzvah, v'mitzvah, v'mitzvah. Ze pamayim b'morei Nevuchim. So this relationship of a mitzvah, a mitzvah vis-a-vis a mitzvah, which means a binding them together, mitzvah in Lashon Letzevet. Okay, no, not mitzvah said letzavus b'hem bnei adam mefurish gemara to make unity to tie up all the pratim into one. That's what mitzvahs are. So one has to understand there was no mitzvahs. That means if there was no mitzvahs until then, why are they punished? That question doesn't bother me too much. I'll be honest. Because we see, according to Rambam, that even when there were no mitzvahs, Anshei Shechem were killed because they were not mekayim the mitzvah of dinim. Rambam, Perek Yud, Hilchos Sanhedrin. We see that if you are taught, vis-a-vis a prophet, the ratzon of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it is binding and it is the penalty of even of death, even if you did not, if it's not a commandment, even if it's telling you the will of God. So that question doesn't bother. They were bound by the will of God, even if it wasn't in context of a covenantal relationship of commander, commanded, and commandment. So that doesn't bother me too much. Oh, maybe we should say the reason they were punished because at the end of the day, this is what the king decreed and they didn't fulfill it, although there's no commandment. This is what I'm offering. If you think at the end of the day these are binding, not because of commandment, not because of the covenant, but then simply because it's the will of God, so what's the usage of saying there's a Maidor? Who cares? So you don't have a Maidor. What's an afkamina? You're chayiv anyway. If there's a machayiv v'ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu without the bris, so then what's it? So this is a bris, don't have the bris. So what? What practically is the nafkamina? That's what he's asking. So what? Let me tell you, the Shem Mishmu would write volumes on the so what if you wanted to. I'm asking, is a litvak here? He's asking, yeah, what's the nafkamina? This is Ramban, right? Is there a practical nafkamina? No. There's no practical nafkamina, so why are you calling this a Midor Rabba Lai Raisa? So that's the question of the Ramban. Mukhach Mikan, that there has to be a practical nafkamina, and you have to have mitzvah in order to have oynish. And not just because of Xeris HaMelech. This is a steer to the Rambam that I mentioned to you before. Yeah, I think it's a machlik, it's Rambam and Rambam. V'oid, lama yitzrich the Kabbalah ubris. If this idea of Xeris HaMelech, who needs a Kabbalah of a bris? You know, if he'd be a mystic, and he was, he would say, what do you mean, bris? No. Once again, practically, you don't need it. V'nira li leimer, the Ramban says, this is him, the mitchila afa pi sho'ele meida, yes, it was deficient, because it came due to an enormous influence of God awareness way beyond their normal station. They had a mind-expanding experience which was way above their normal self. Mikom mekom lo nitan lem ha'aretz el kedesh kaimu ha'torah. In other words, that which happened on that day was take, was a, there's a meidah on it. Because that's only at that level. Then you have to ask, so why did God do it? We'll deal with that. That's a whole maral and periklam based on the fast, which explains the necessity of that. But Lamaisa, that wasn't binding. Because there's a meidah on that. But then what happens next? Torah was not given, you only got Eretz Yisrael. Lo nitan lem ha'aretz, ele kidei shikaymu ha'torah. Kamo shemepurash ba'torah bekama parshiyot. Uktiv, v'yiten lem ha'atzot goyim v'amal lumim yorshu ba'avur yishmu chukav v'torotav yinzor. And that's right. But afterwards you heard me say, I want to take you into Eretz Yisrael. It's only with a t'nai that you accept the covenant, that you fulfill these mitzvahs. And they accepted that. So Enoch and Am is an unbelievable thing. What happened on Vav Sivan in Kaflim HaKagigas was a unique experience but was not legally binding. The only thing which was binding, which afterwards when he says, I'm taking you into Eretz Yisrael, but this is Leman, okay? I'm taking you out of Egypt to bring you to Eretz Yisrael to do mitzvahs. I am Psukim and Pasha's boy, multiple Psukim all over the Chumash. And that's what was binding. Our entry into Eretz Yisrael, this is very important, is our Kabbalah Sabris. Ramban. Not what happened on Vav Sivan, but actually the fact that we accepted that fact that we entered Eretz Yisrael. Look at the words. Mikol makom lo niten lehem ha'aretz, ela kidei sheikaymu ha'torah. Kemo shemufurash ba'torah bekama parshiyot. Steve, the pasuk said, "V'yiten lem atzot gaim v'amalu umim yoshu." They inherited the labors of other nations, and God gave them the lands of other nations. Ba'avur, for what purpose? Yishmeru, they should heed chukav, his laws, with Torah and his teachings. In Seru, they should keep guard them. V'hem atzmam mitchila lo ikfu b'davar klal, and they themselves did not hold back. Said, "No, maybe you don't want to do that." Below, amru b'moda'a klum, and they did not complain. Rather, this is what they accepted, b'leiv shalom. Ella, b'ritzon nafsham me'atzmam amru, kol asher dibei Hashem naseh v'nishma. He says something unbelievable. He says, granted, you know, the naseh v'nishma, which happened, what, the next day, was part and parcel of what we accept this, because this is how we're going to get into Eretz Yisrael. The Nasav Anishma, he says, true, as much as Nasav Anishma because of that vision, that would not work. But remember, we landed already. And now we're saying Nasav Anishma not because of that vision, now we're saying Nasav Anishma because we want to enter Eretz Yisrael. And you're basically telling me, without doing this, you're not going to enter Eretz Yisrael. Put this into your hearts, the reason the Jews were willingly entered a covenantal relationship with God is in order to enter Palterin Shel Melech. Do you understand how important Eretz Yisrael is in your religion? Do you hop what this is? It's the impetus of your whole historical relation between God and Jews. That the Sibis HaKabbalah Sabris. Just learn a Ramban. It's frightening to think about this. So he says, אלה ברצון נשם בעצמם אמרו כל אשר דיבר השם נעשה ונשמע. לפי כך, in others, what happened? They accepted this covenant, not because I can't live without it. That was coercive. I accept this for a specific reason, because there's a relationship between you and me and Israel. I want that relationship. What happens when he throws them out of Israel? So on this, we don't have a relationship. You want me now to be religious because of Kaflim HaKigigis? Sorry. I never had to deal with it before because I said Natsa V'nishma because I want to come to the land. You're throwing me out. Now you want Judaism to be binding, not because part of being in Eretz Yisrael, but because of Kaflim HaKigigis, because I have a relationship with you beyond Eretz Yisrael. That was Mikfia. So the Ramban, לפיכך כשעברו על התורה, עמד ויגלה מן הארץ, משגלו, מסרו מודעה על הדבר. ואז הוא מביא את הפסוק ביחזקאל בלכתיב, העולה רוחכם היה לא תהיה, אשר אתם אומרים נהיה כגויים, כמשפחות האדמה, לשרת עץ ואבן. מה הם אמרו? They said, you threw us out, we want to go back to be pagans, or עבד עבד עזור, we're not interested in you. I... HaKavim HaKigigis, that was coercive. The Nasav HaNishma was part and parcel of a deal that we will have an ongoing relation with you in Eretz Yisrael. Now, what does it mean? How did they feel when God threw them out of Eretz Yisrael? They felt no more covenant. There is nothing. When you threw us from Eretz Yisrael, you basically said, I have no more covenantal relationship with you. Because the original Kaflim HaKigigis is not a basis of a covenant. It was coercive. The only basis of the covenant is because you said, I will have a relationship with you in Eretz Yisrael. You threw us out of Eretz Yisrael. You, unilaterally, broke the covenant. You told us, you're divorcing us. You told us, you're free. So what do you want from us? And that's why he brings the Gemara Kidamir Ba'agadan Sanhedrin Kufhei Amid Aleph. Rabbi Yecheskel, I'm going to read the Gemara. Come, go down to the last page. Last paragraph on the page. Shmuel Amar, Ba'u Asara Bnei Adam V'yashru Lefanav, Lefnei Yecheskel HaNavi. Amar Lehem, Chazru B'tshuva. Chazru B'tshuva, very simple. אמרו לו, עבד שמכור רבו, ואישה שגרשה בעלה, כלום יש לזה, על זה כלום? What do you want from us? You unilaterally throw us out of the country. There's no more covenant. Why should we want to go back to you? How does the Ramban explain it? Yeah, what do you want from us? Because the Kaflim HaKigigis, that was coercive. The only reason we had anything with you because you were with us constantly in Eretz Yisrael. And you threw us out. They understood that the Gullus of Bavel equals Afarat Abrit. Amru lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nabi Lechem, amru lehem, Eize Sefer Kritut Imchem, where is the bill of divorce? Asher Shlachtia. O Mimi Noshai Hashem Machati Etchem, who are the people that I have owed money to, that I sold you to? I didn't sell you to someone else, you're my Eved. I didn't divorce you. I never gave you a bill of divorce. Heim b'avnotechem nimkartem. You sold yourself. You did that. I didn't sell you out. I'm with you. You guys couldn't be here because you sinned. I didn't break the covenant. Heim b'avnotechem nimkartem. Pishechem shulchayimchem. V'hayne de'amar reshlakish ma'idichtiv David avdi. Nevuchadnetzer avdi. כתוב נבוכדנצר עבדי, וכתוב דוד עבדי. גלוי וידוע לפני מי שאמר והיה העולם שעתידים ישראל לומר כן. They're going to say, you threw us out. We're not under, we don't have a relationship with you. Lefichach hikdim HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'karo avdo. Karad Nebuchadnezzar avdi. Az ma adin eved shekana nechasim v'mi nechasim. To the Baal, because kol ma shekana v'kana rabbi. I didn't throw you out, I just put you in another hand, but you're by me. I never left you. They claimed God walked away. So we're walking away too. God says, no, I never walked away. I'm here. You just don't, you know, with you don't realize I'm here. You're in the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, that's in my hands. Nebuchadnezzar avdi, v'kol ma shekana eved kana rabo. There's a Gemara, it's often a Gemara in Kufay and Chelik. This is what happened here. Va'oleh al buchachem haya lo tiyeh, asher atem omrim niyeh kagoyin ki mishpachot ha'aratzot asheret etz ve'even, chay aninu ma'ashem elokim, im lo biyad chazaka v'zorei entuyah v'chema shpucha im lo chalechem. Why? There's still a covenant. I didn't walk out. There was no unilateral change here. What happened here? It's a davar muflam oid. What happened? The crisis of bias in Golus Rishon. Think for 2 minutes. You know, sometimes you think of it, it's phenomenal. It took so many generations for the plague of intermarriage to really be a serious issue. And now it's a very serious issue. It took less than 70 years to have mass intermarriage in Galut Bavel. Makes no sense. In Galut Edom, there was no mass intermarriage. Check it. We don't have mass intermarriage with Shiksis and Bayis Sheni. We have mass intermarriage in Bayis Rishon, in the Churban. Read Ezra and Nehemiah. Ezra had to make this whole thing of convening the people. They should leave their Nashim Nechriot and their Yaldei Nechriim. There was mass intermarriage within 70 years. God, 70 years post-Holocaust. Okay? Intermarriage today is a product of tumbling of the walls of the ghetto going back into the late 1700s, early 1800s. It took a long time for it to happen to get where it is today. And there they had mass intermarriage. 70 years. It's nothing. How come? Why do you think that happened? It's very clear from the Gemara what happened, because they saw this is God sending him out of Israel equals he's unilaterally breaking the covenant, and therefore what do you want? We're away. Goodbye, nu. Au revoir. It's over. The idea of monotheism as a religion is over. God threw us out. He's basically told us there's no more covenant. So me and the Philistine is the same thing. Now, I just want you to understand the depth of what Purim is. The Gemara says, why was the generation of that period Chayiv Misa Kloya? They were supposed to be destroyed. The Gemara says, in Megillah, Shenenu Misudas Shoyser Rasha. That they partook in the, you know, in the Suda of Achashverosh. It was OU kosher, they had, you know, Einis, there was everything there. It was a heavy party, man. I mean, those guys really were. They were partying. I mean, endless partying. What was he partying about? What was he partying about? He was partying consolidating his reign. Why? What was so special then? Well, you can read the Midrashim. They all bring one idea. They made a mistake in the 70 years of the Gullus. And basically they figured God ain't coming back. And that's why they stopped the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Ad Chetzi HaMalchut. Okay? Because religion is over. God left the Jews and therefore Gamarnu. There's no more kingdom of God. Now the one who reigns in the world supreme is Achashverosh because he has the biggest empire. Okay, there is nothing above him. God left. Zaya misibata gerushin ma'kadosh baruch hu. And the Jews joined the party. You know what it's like?
You ever see these guys get divorced and go get drunk and have a party with their friends? It's like a bachelor's party before the wedding by the goyim. I hate to say what, or a hen party before a wedding by the goyim. Don't want to say what it looks like. But that's what the Jews did. They went to celebrate the Shbirat HaBrit. Mamish, this Gemara. This is what happened. It was a Mesibat Shbirat HaBrit. God left us. We're very happy. And that's what it says. What do they want to do? They want the word Oyved Eitz Ve'Eben. V'niyeh Kechol HaGoyim Kimishpachat HaRatzot Lesharet Eitz Ve'Eben. That's a pasuk in Yechezkel. And the Ramban says, the Gemara says, this goes on what happened then. And this was the peak. If you look at Sudatosha HaChashverosh, says Misibat HaGet Ben HaKadosh B'Shabrit Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael Ein Yoter Malchut Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Hazeh. Ein Melech B'Lo'am. He has no more nation. Kimavur Baramban Barchova in Parshas Azuna on the Pasuk Amalti Afeem Ashbita Me'enu Zichram, that without a nation, the world of monotheism is dead and cannot exist. You need an organic nation of people living and breathing it and living by it for the idea to continue. Ayin Baramban Barchova in Parshas Azuna. Well, here you have it. There's no more Jewish nation. And you tell Am Yisrael. Can you tell Anashim? They basically, there's no more religion. There's no more God. There's no more covenant. They're interesting people. You know, Mufuad Ben Amim. Okay, yes, a bunch of, yeah, but that's why. They literally said, they went to a party celebrating God leaving them. Their freedom. You know what? God's angry. I never left you. Any of you think I left you? You celebrated? I mean, that's terrible. Now you understand what the kitrud was. Just understand the picture when you're looking at, not only you look at all those sudot, the hedonistic pleasures, etc., and really go crazy over there, you know, everything. If you just describe it, look carefully. Don't read it in English or in modern Hebrew. Take graphic pictures of what it looks like, and then you understand, man, that Fellini's Rome, what can I tell you? It makes Hugh Hefner's Playboy Club look sneezedick. And the guys are schlepping away, drinking, women bringing the queen in nude. You know, it's, oh, come on. It's like, wow. It really is disgusting. It's like Caligula, you know what I mean? Like that Michigan the king they had in Rome, that the madman, right? He made a senator into a horse and married his sister. I don't know what you're Michigan, you know what I mean? That's what this guy looks like. This was the party of hedonism. This was the party of celebration of pure hedonistic paganism. There are no more morals and ethics because there's no more monotheistic God. We just put the lid on Abraham's major revolution. That is cool. And the Jews came. And it was OU kosher. You know, we want to keep our, you know, we want to keep our traditions. You don't want to change. But you know what I mean? And like many people couldn't care less about their covenant with God, but they'll keep Shabbos, you know. or they'll go to the Kotel, you know, please put a petik into the Kotel, make sure the Beit El Yerushalayim wins this Shabbos or something like that, you know what I mean? Please help. The Gemara said that he's a thief before he's about to kill someone. Okay, the Gemara B'Sanhedrin. We're very traditional people. Our beliefs don't have to be logical and don't have to be consistent. We can tell God drop dead, but we'll, you know, Shema Yisrael, we'll all say, you know what I mean? Every time you see that, it's unbelievable. Baruch Hashem, you eat drapes. You know, wait. Anachnu Yehudim, man, that's a Yadut. Man says, that's a Yehudim, no Yadut. We're very traditional people that, you know, we have this feeling that makes sense to us. We do it. Nothing with Sogatim. But that's what happened here. That's what they did. They celebrated their divorce. It's a frightening story. Now, what happens in that situation? Here's something which is very important. At that point in time, religion took a major turn. Religion took a major turn. You must understand the shock it was for... I think I have to let you guys go to sleep.
Another hour.
Yeah, it won't do. Okay. Stop mashke. Okay. So, religion took a major turn. Think in 2 minutes of a religion which is temple, mishdash oriented, karbanais, etc., kahuna, via, matanais, the whole spiel, right? And all of a sudden, all that is not there. And it's not like in the second temple where Lizzie had Yochim and Zakkai, which knew how to transform things into another version. I'm not going there. All these different. He stood up to the issue, and he really created new tsuros chitzonios to pour in the primary values. Karbonis, Shabbat Parm Shvaseinu, you know what I mean? Kaloisik Ki'ilu Ikir Vayla. There's so many things added which changed. Your siddur the way it is today, etc. You think of it for 2 minutes. All this, so really, Bais Rishon, we didn't have Yechim and Zakkai. Can you imagine the shock of people? Here there's a Yom Kippur, and there's no Sar Lashem, and there's no Sar Lazazel, and there's no Lashon HaZohirus. Can you imagine a Pesach, and all of a sudden there's no Korban HaKorban, there's no Migdash, and maybe, I don't know, Naniach, for the conversation, they weren't, Nebuchadnezzar didn't let them be Makom HaKorban Pesach in Yerushalayim. I can sign that. You know what I mean? Let's be honest. No Shleishi Regolim. Can you imagine what it did to the Jewish mind? What it did is God? I can understand the being vulnerable. Is God really with us? I'm trying to send the mindset, and it was very obvious that they swerved towards paganism. That's the intermarriage happening there. If we're, you know what happened? How prophecy reacted. It's a frightening thing how even the prophets reacted to this. The Gemara says in Yuma Samachtes, first of all, the second left column, Medrash Rabbah Shirashim on the Pasuk Yeshayahu Nun Dalet. Rebbe Levi Amar, Ki Rabbim Bnei Shomima Mibei Bula. There are greater, more children of desolation than there are when I'm having a happy marriage with my wife. Bnei Bu'ula versus Bnei Shomema. Havetzadikim hemida li b'chubana yoter mitzadikim shemida li b'binyana. Am Yisrael created greater tzadikim during the korban than it did during the binyan. During the binyan, all the Nevi'im. No. What was doing the Churban? Anshik Mestak Doyla, nice to know them, but in my list in Pirka Avis, it says Kenan le Nevi'im, and Nevi'im is Sarol Anshik Mestak Doyla. Dosh Teit the Medrash, the Anshik Mestak Doyla, Achshuvim Yoyser, than the Nevi'im. Tzadikim Himatila Bechurbana Yoyser mi Binyana. What does this mean? So it's a Gemara in Yuma. Marshes in Yuma, Samachtesam at Bay's third paragraph, the left column. Amar Rabbi Shoban Levi, Lama Nikrat Shmam Anshei Knesset Gdola. שיחזירו עטרה ליושנה.
Right? And we don't have pictures of a smiling rabbi telling us that. Right?
Asa Moshe, Moshe Igia, and what did he say when he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKel, HaGadol, HaGibor, VaNora. Ata Yemiyahu VaAmar,
he saw the beginning of the Churban.
VaAmar, Goyim Mikalkarim BeEichalo.
The Goyim running around laughing and rejoicing in his Eichal. You know, the soldiers of Nebuchadnezzar.
Ayei Norotav.
Lo Amar Nora.
Woo! That's heavy.
Ata Daniel, a bit later in history.
Amar Goyim Mishtabdim Bebanav.
Because he saw that. He already was there during the time. He didn't see the Churban. He wasn't there. He was already in Yoyachin. He was in Babel. He didn't see the Churban. But he saw the Sheabud.
Bani Mishtabim Banav. Ayei Gvurotav. Lo Amar Gibor.
Atu Inu. Az Igiu Anshei Knesset Gdola. Va'amru Adraba. Hafuch.
Zuhi Gvurato.
שכובש את יצרו, שנותן ערך אפיים לרשעים.
ואילו אין נוראותיו,
שאלמלא מוראו שהקדוש ברוך הוא, איך אומה אחת יכולה להתקיים בין האומות?
רבי יעקב אנדן כותב, היעיבץ כותב בהקדמה לסידור שלו, ציטטתי את זה שדיברתי פה בראש שנה בישיבה, שלהבין מה זה הכל הנורא של הקדוש ברוך הוא, לא לחפש בקריאת ים סוף ולא לחפש כל הניסים, אין נס יותר גדול מהישרדות האומה הזו בהיסטוריה. שכבשה אחד ושבעים זאבים והיא קיימת והיא פורחת, זה אילו אין נוראותיו. This is this Gemara. There's no greater, when you say, I'll give a neuro, especially in Rosh Hashanah, Noira v'chayin v'noira shmecha, you should be b'chavin noira, the noira that I know of the God of history, that we exist as a nation, and no one else does. Hein, hein noira yisav, this Gemara. So he says, shir malei moro'o shakadosh bochu, eich umayichat yichola litkeim ben ha'umot. Shoyot ha'gemara, b'rabanan, heicha abde achi. How did Yirmiyah and Daniel make a reformed version of the Siddur? What did they cut it out?
Va'akir takante the takin Moshe? Moshe tiken lagid hakel hagadol hagibor v'hanora. V'Yirmiyahu horid et hagibor, v'Daniel horid et hanora. Amar Rabbi Elazar, please listen to this carefully. It is so important when you daven to remember this Gemara. Mitoch sheyodim b'kadosh baruch hu, shu amiti hu.
Read Rashi, the next line. What does it mean, Amitihu? Maskim ala emet, v'sone et ha-shekel. U'sone anashim sheo mitarim oto b'dvarim sheem lo mitkevin lekach b'rtsunut v'lo yodim ma sheem amurim.
Sone et lefikach lo kizvu bo.
Ani lo yechol likho lecha nora, ki lo magish et ze.
Im ani agil et ze, ani chazev b'cha. I'll pay lip service, but I won't really understand. I won't really accept it. But God says, I don't want you to say it. No, I don't paskin shilas today. There's a madbe of chazal. B'shan madbe shetav chacham is a major problem. Maybe bracha batala. But it means to say you're mechuyev to at least really identify with everything you say. Kim lo hu sone otcha. So you better make sure when you say Gadol, Gibor, V'Nora, you understand what you're saying.
Im lo, hu amiti, maskim ala emet v'sone et ha-shekel.
Daniel and Yirmiyahu understood this was not yet, it was a takana of Moshe, but it wasn't a matbea of Sanhedrin. Takana of Moshe, they decide it's not appropriate for us. We cannot say this because we're not holding that. We don't see it. God does not do that anymore.
He stopped expressing himself as Gibor, or he stopped expressing himself as Nora. This is what Nevuah, Navi, Yo. This is not Stam, you know, local rabbi. Im nagid tefillah kazu, tefillah kazu, ze Yirmiyahu, chabub. And Nevuah says that there's no gilui of Gibor anymore. We shouldn't say Gibor. Because God doesn't want to say Gibor when there's no gilui of Gibor anymore. He's not noyeg b'midas agibor, a gdula, whatever it is. A gibor. We don't. The midas agibor doesn't exist at the moment. That's what Yirmiyahu was machriya, and he stopped saying it. Can you imagine his Shemoneh Esrei, whatever it was, he didn't say it. Because you know, God doesn't like people to say things they don't really identify with and mean. How much is that mechayev us when we daven and to make sure we identify what we're saying and we know what we mean? I'm telling you right now, the siddur you have to learn be'iyun, it's much harder than learning a ktsaisin and a nesivus. It's a much more mechayev because of this gemara. Because you're playing games with fire. You're saying things you don't understand, you don't mean. He hates it. You want to be ma'ir the sina of a Kaddish Baruch Hu? Bravo, enjoy life. Afterwards, when you complain that things aren't going good, you don't understand why. You said too much. Should have kept your mouth shut. Unbelievable. What were they megala? So the Medrash says, the Mechilta says in Pshalach, Mi kamoicha ba'elim Hashem, Mi kamoicha ba'elmim. You are an unbelievable mute. Mi kamoicha ro'e be'elbon banecha b'shotek. You see how everyone spits at your children and you keep yourself quiet. Sh'ne'emar echsheti me'olam achrish etapek ki yoleda ef'eh Hashem v'ashaf yachad l'shavav achrish etapek. That's the anhaga today. The anhaga is gvura through itapkut. Let man go crazy. I will protect the Jews. They won't feel it. They won't know it. I'm behind the scenes. Be'etzem karapo devar madhim. This is telling the truth that even institutionalized religion of the prophets felt that the God changed. His denhaga with the Jews is different. The layman went and said he broke the bris. But even the Navi said he just closed the door on certain things with us. He went from top to bottom. Understand the tragedy of Bais Rishon. Understand the intermarriage of Bais Rishon. Understand the Suda of Purim. The Suda of Achashverosh. That's what happened here. And I want you to know one thing further. Who was the Anshei Knesset HaGdola that reinstituted Gibor V'Noira? So I just want you to read not the whole Marsha because it's late, but in the middle of the Marsha, the line starts Ad Asu Anshei Knesset HaGdola Shehayu B'Sof Shivim Shana. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9 lines from the bottom going up is Satz Shovdeko Chavim Ragdim. Go to the last words. Ad da atu anche knes nagdola. Shayu gam besof shivim shana shagalut babel. Vera'u bo tama shanim shenitzoli Yisrael mikamet sorot. Kemo, kigon, mase aman shenitzolo aide Mordechai. Shaya michlal anche knes nagdola. Chazru lomar. הרי בכל השנים הללו שהעריך אף הקדוש ברוך לישועים, זוהי גבורתו שכובש ליצור, וזוהי מאורתו שאומה אחת קיימת. לומר, מתי יתגלה שהקדוש ברוך הוא לא עזב אותנו? ושהוא גיבור, ושהוא נורא, בנס של פורים. And Mordechai Ubezdinoi, that is the business of Mordechai Anshei Knesset HaGdola. Because of that, they reinstituted the Lashon of Akel HaGadol HaGibor V'Noira. Understand what Purim is? Purim is a day that until now we were sure that God had left us and he'd thrown us out. Unilaterally told us goodbye and the game is over and we were free. And some of us thrived. The Shaim Shebehem thrived.
Yeah. But then God showed, no, he never walked away from us. You know what happened in Purim? We suddenly realized he never leaves us. That even when we're not in Eretz Yisrael, he never left us, he's with us. He's protecting us. He's behind the scenes. Hagadol ha-gibor va-nora, ayin erotav, kivsa echad ben 70 zeivim, v'yisoredet v'kayemet, ayin gvurato, ro'ed elbon banav v'shotek. A certain understanding of gibor v'nora, of the God of what we call Hester Panim, is actually a gilui gadol of Hashgacha Pratis. That's what the Yavid says. You want to understand what the God of Neira, when you say Neira, think of Jewish survival. Think of Mark Twain's famous letter. Think of Jewish survival. That is the biggest miracle of all the miracles of the Chumash. That's what Rabbi Akiva Emden writes in his Akdama to the Siddur. I can show it to you. It's unbelievable. He says that's what he meditates on. Kadosh ata v'nora shemecha. How long after Auschwitz did we suddenly have Heiyal? It's freaky, crazy. We were living under the bridge, homeless people in history, drinking other people's wine, so to speak. And all of a sudden, God gives us something. I don't know, where did this come from? And when, after there was nothing left, after we were destroyed, yeah. Noha! You understand? So you know what, in Yom HaTzmut, you should be b'chag, when you say a noira in Shemun Esav of Yom HaTzmut, that's the Kavanah. That's the Kavanah. Yom Noha! Noha, but b'muvan shegidli midas ha-noira. If you understand this, your whole calendar changes. You see other things. You see the God of history is suddenly, which is really running the show, and he never left us. We were sure that he walked away, and suddenly we realized he was always there. So obviously we accepted the Torah again. Because the old thing was because he threw us away. He didn't. He never did. So then that's the initial stage. We were sure that he left us. That's why he said goodbye. That's the Maidor Rabbi Leiraisa. Look at the Ramban. He says it beforeish. Kishavu haTorah amad v'iglam min ha'az mishigalu masru modoah dabar v'irthiva oleh ruchachem haya lo tiyer kasher atem omrim niyeh kegoyin k'mishpachat adama lishoet etz ve'eben u'kedamrinem ba'agadah b'sanedrin rebi yichez kel evet shebachor rabo k'lum yesu alav lepikach kishubahu la'arz v'biyah shniyah b'mei Ezra amdu me'atzmam v'kiblu b'ratzon shelo yit'anu od shum taromet. They will never complain that God left us. That the Hadaki blew up. They reaffirmed the old Nasav and Nishma. We will not say that God left us and therefore there's no more Nasav and Nishma because he's always with us. My kiblu, lo kiblu ta Torah michadash, kiblu ta Nasav and Nishma minus modo, minus ta'anot. They thought that Nasav and Nishma can only exist if God's with us and they think God left us in Galus. No, now we know God never left us. As any talomet al anasav nishma, at the kofel ha'ake gigis taken meidor, it's taken bekfir. Don't think for 1 minute the kofel ha'ake gigis is binding. What's it there for? You can read afterwards the Maral Bar Chava, which explains it. Leave it to you to read. But that's not what is binding. What is binding is the anasav nishma. But until Purim, we were sure that if he throws us out of Eretz Yisrael, he's walking away, and now he's tahomet al anasav nishma v'zeh modah. V'az ken en klum mitbarer bepurim la hu nora hu gadol hu gibor ki lo azav otanu ei pam. This sifu, I always tell the story every time I tell this over. That I tell to my students. I was a little boy growing up in Chicago. And the neighborhood was full of people that were all
formerly they Torah religious people, and they were totally irreligious because they were angry at God because of Auschwitz. Everybody had almost no family. No one had a grandparent. They were dead. Most of us didn't have I didn't have a grandparent or an uncle. I only had fourth cousins or third cousins. Didn't know what a grandparent was. Didn't know what a first cousin was. My brother was burnt in Auschwitz. No one had anything. So I asked my father, walking back one Saturday night for shul, Mishnah Gemara, so I said, Dad, how come we're religious? He says, what do you mean? I said, X isn't religious, Y isn't religious. He lived in Kletsk, he lived in Baranovich, you know. God wasn't there for him. He wasn't there for you. He lost a wife, a child, 12 siblings, parents, grandparents. And my father lost like everything. Literally the only one left of a whole family. It's a story for itself one day. If I'd be drunk to tell this story. But Chofetz Chaim said it would happen when he was seven. He said there's going to be a time that will be Echad Mamishpacha Vishnei Me'ir, and you'll be left. It's a story for itself, not for now. I says, hey, why are we religious? So he stopped in the street. I remember it like today. I can never forget it. He says, he called me my nickname, none of your business. and he says, you'll never understand this, but I want you to know, he was always there with me. Now, if you would know my father's history in the camps, you'd say the man's mad. Literally mad. But I can tell you now, I'm not a little boy anymore. I still don't understand my father, but I believe him. Ad hayom hazeh, yes, he, mamash, God was always with him. And this is the story of Golus Bavel. People leaving because they say God left us. But in Purim was reaffirmed, he never left you. He was always there with you. So Purim reaffirms to us the idea of Gadol Gibor V'Neira. He's always Gadol Gibor V'Neira. You have to have a paradigm switch. Thus he never left you. That's the pshat. Practically, when did it happen? The Rabban himself says, not to be Me'ach HaShverish. People have it all wrong. There's no Kabbalah Satayru Me'ach HaShverish. The Kabbalah was when Bimei Nechemia, Perik Tes, Mi'avas HaNes of Achashverosh. What did happen during that time of Achashverosh was, as the Maharsha says, they reinstituted Akela Gadol Gibor V'Neira. They began understanding the God of Hester Panim, the God of history, the God that I would call the God of Mark Twain. Those who ever read that letter will understand. Yeah, that happened already on Purim. And that generated a reaffirmation of the bris. Afterwards, it was by Nechemia. Kimavur b'Ramban, achar kach shebaru le'eretz Yisrael v'chule. So that's Purim. Purim is a day in which we celebrate, A, that God never left us, and he's always with us. I had a phone call yesterday from a certain menahel sheyeshiva tichonit ma'od chashuva. He's Talmid over Baruch Lichtenstein. He asked me, "Eich lechagog et Purim?" So I said, "X," without saying his name, we're very close. I says, "Im eitem mivin shepurim zeh lechagog sheaf pam lo ozev otanu, Talmid yishah shana tzichim lechagog et zeh yoter." Like, ma im sechel? Avo tzich sechel kol hashanim eich lechagog Purim. Ma shem osim Purim zeh chilul Hashem. Not going. האם החגיגת הפורים הוא חגיגת העובדה שהקדוש ברוך הוא אף פעם לא עוזב אותה? It's all a Rambam, my beloved friends. Can you go into my library, get me Rambam? All is a Rambam. Now we'll go back to, you know, everything has to come from. Chelek Aleph, not Sefer HaMitzvos, Chelek Aleph. Good, you're very good, I think so. At the end of the Minyan HaMitzvos of the Rambam, beginning of the Yad, he discusses the mitzvahs derabbanon that they were added, that they're not bal kaisif, and he discusses Purim. And the Rambam writes, what is the tachlis of Purim?
Kach anachnu umrim. Shanvi'im im bed din tiknu v'tzivu likrot amgila bonata. Lama? כדי להזכיר שבחיו שהקדוש ברוך הוא ותשועות שעשה לנו והיה קרוב לשבותינו. כדי לברכו להללו, כדי להודיע לדורות הבאים שאמת מה שהבטיח התורה, כי מי גוי גדול אשר לא אלוהים קרובים אליו. He doesn't leave you. כאשר אלוקינו בכל קוראינו אליו.
That's what Purim is supposed to be. A chagiga of ani kevat elokim litov, which he's tied to the hip. He may check out, he never leaves. That's what Purim is supposed to be. So you tell me what is the proper way of celebrating Purim. A tremendous simcha. It couldn't be more redeeming than that. It's a simcha that we have an unbroken covenantal relationship with God. It depends how happy you are that you have that covenantal relationship. But you understand, you actually understand that Kaflev HaKigis is a truth, just we're not holding there. You look back on that fact that life without this is meaningless, you can see it. It can't be a mechayim because they were artificial. You know what I mean? It was jump-starting with a lousy battery. But the day comes and we have to do this on our own. We have to go back to that. This is what this is. Just want you to know the shame of Matan Torah is Elokim Chayim, Pasuk Chumash. Ramchal says, because the Matan Torah realized that God, Matan Torah, is giving us life. Elokim Chayim, Ki Hem Chayenu. That's all Kofalim HaKigigis. You're chanting it today. If you'd hold by that, brother, your life would be different. But all our life, we're trying to get back to that. That's HaShiveinu Avinu L'Sarah Secha V'Kavim L'Avedu Secha. Trying to go back to on our own, through our tshuva, to go back to that experience of it's the way it is. Can't live without it. That's the bracha. So I think you all wish you have a meaningful Purim. Don't waste it. Take it. Purim is the flip side of Yom Kippur. Purim is the simcha of tshuva that God never walks away. He never throws us away. What does the morale say in the Siva Tshuva? He says, if you go back to your source, Hachet mishtalek me'ilav. I'm not going to explain that. Ayin Rambam, Sofir Nez Maraz, Sofir Nitiva Tshuva, Perek Aleph, and Nechoshev. That since he's the source of everything, go back to your original source. Shehu bore v'ata nivra. Look in the mirror and think that way. As a shav el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't you repent? You return to Yehudah Eloi. Then Hachet mishtalek me'ilav. It's just an aberration. Not a davar shebe'etzem. But that's something which is much more. But this is what Purim is. Purim is a Yom Kippur with festivities. It's a simcha on the Yom Kippur. It's a simcha on the Matan Torah of Tshuva. And simcha, the ultimate Tshuva, which gave us Luchas Shnias. It's a Yom Tfila for Luchas Rishonis. This is what this is. To waste it and acting like an idiot, as opposed to trying to make a meaningful day, is like the most, I find a horrendous baltashchus. Such a very, look, we just learned Dvorim of Purashim. It's enough for me to quote the Gra, but we saw all that. It's a yom of Kimu v'kibla Yehudim, the God of Hester Panim, which is really a gilui. And karati l'zeh, gilui omek hayachas v'o, mitoch omek hachashicha v'abdidut. Today, in our time, today in Eretz Yisrael, I think we really have to learn do Purim Bi'iyun. B'tzeichu. Hoilus, Rabbi Kotev Berachas Yom Tov, lo nitztavenu al ha-hololut va-sichlut. Nitztavenu rak ha-simcha sheyesh ba avodat Hashem. Ve'i efshar la'avod et Hashem lo mitoch hololut, lo mitoch sichlut, ve'lo mitoch shichrut. Rambam, Hilchot Yom Tov. אי אפשר לעבוד את השם מתוך שכרות, אי אפשר לעבוד את השם מתוך העוללות, אי אפשר לעבוד את השם מתוך שכלות. זה לא נשאר, אי אפשר. מי שעושה את זה, הוא מפקיע מעצמו עול מלכות שמיים. You can't be בקיים שביז השם נגד יסמיד being flippant, light-headed, or inebriated. Let's be honest. That's a lushen Rambam. It's a pretty strong lushen. אי אפשר. Unless you're like the, you know, the Shalom describes daily oilam like I saw the Bible, but you're ever intoxicated. Woo, brother dear, you never saw a greater thing. What came out of his mouth then was like, ah. It was like an earthquake full of unbelievable ideas. You need a great person to be able to do that. The Shalom describes great people that let go their inhibitions and came forth with so much pneumius that it was like, the Gemara says, Agbar lechamre, k'dei lemrim milim maliyase. If you don't have any milim maliyase, keep the chamre lechamor. Yesh milim maliyase, sh'talei yichol yotzi, said the chamre yishacher lechashi, tzi. En lechamor, sh'tok. וכפי שאמר לי מורי ורבי, הרב רוטנר זכר צדיק לברכה, בהי לשלי, הוא אמר את זה באנגלית, אבל נגיד את זה בעברית, צריך 1,000 טונות של דעת, ותהיה לוותר על משהו בפורים. אם אין לך, אל תבזבז את מה שיש. מה אתה מקיים? את לא יודע? אתה לא יודע כל השנה כולה. אתה לא צריך להשתקע, אתה סתם לא יודע. לא חושב, לא יודע. ונפש הבאמס, החיצן. You know what I mean? Since when do you sit and think, okay, עד לא יודע, a person which lives with dash the whole year, אז ישחרר את הלחץ של הדעת בשביל לבדוק מה יש בלי המצורים של הדעת. אתה לא חיים דעת. You're happy people. Right? יוסף דעת, יוסף מחויב. No one wants pain, so no one wants to think. It's very simple. We want to live a comfortable life. Don't think. And I understand. Totally makes a lot of sense. Okay. You have to be masochistic. Okay. So if you're used to it, mikat nuschot, to live in pain, so it's very good. You know, the Chazon Ish Taka writes that he lives in pain, enormous pain, since he's a child. I understand. Yeah. He was a big baldas. You understand that, yeah. I don't think there's a din for most people that I know of Ad Lo Yoda. They were kind with the whole year. Behidur Rav B'li Yain. Pachot Mizeh? Ad Lo Yoda? Abroch? You can go to the cows in the kibbutz. Doesn't Ish Lo Yoda. Yoda means there's a Baal Das and now you don't have Das. And it's Nishkin Das. Laila Tov. Thank you.